You will never see those angels coming down as came in the battle of Badr unless the Muslims develop that iman with the Sahaba's help. And that iman cannot be developed by talk. That iman will come into existence only if the Muslims will strive in the path of Allah like the Sahaba strived in the path of Allah. When they were asked to go, they postponed everything. They postponed their marriages. They postponed, they closed their shops. You see, they were accustomed to going out in the path of Allah just like a very good person who is accustomed to prayer. When he sees the prayer call, he stops every work and comes to the mosque. In a similar manner, the Sahabas were accustomed to go out in the path of Allah under all circumstances. That is the quality that we have to develop if we want that iman with the Sahaba's help and that nusrat with the Sahaba's help from Allah. Today, you see what is happening is that we are only giving that time which is of no use to anybody. First time is given to job and shops. Number one time. Then madam who is sitting in the house, the boss, she says, what about me? Second time to her. Then if anything remains, maybe to tabligh. And if some other engagement comes in, marriage, invitation, some family party, some mixed gathering in which men and women can shake hands together, you see, and make love, you see, as the Westerners do, then there is no question of going to tabligh and da'wah. Plus. So the least time is given to tabligh and da'wah, all the rest have got first preference. The Sahabas had number one, preference to Dawat and Tabligh. All other things came below Dawat and Tabligh. Finished. You see, they adjusted everything to Dawat and Tabligh and did not adjust Dawat and Tabligh to everything. That is the difference. Therefore, they prospered. And even today, you will see that these new Muslims are adjusting everything to Tabligh and Dawat. That's why they are going up daily. And we are going down. You should see the wives of the Muslims, of the old, of the new Muslims. We traveled with Brother Zubair, who became a Muslim on my hands. His whole family embraced Islam on my hands, and he became a Maulvi. 10 years he studied in India and became a Maulvi. And he was returning, and we were coming to this Ijtema of America in 85, April. You see, and he was coming with his wife. He stands 6 feet 2 inches, his wife is 6 feet 4 inches, taller than him. But she was wearing a burqa in which you could not see a fingernail. She said all her prayers 5 times. She ate food and they were sitting near us. But when she ate food also, she would not put her veil up. She ate the food inside the veil. That's the difference. There's a difference between the new Muslim and the old Muslim. Why? They are giving time, and therefore Allah is, you see, putting them ahead. So these two things have to be done. Numbers have to be increased and quality has to be increased and time has to be given. Then inshallah you will see the difference as the Sahabas. And don't think, you see, that the Sahabas' economic condition was very good. No. They were poor people. Had some business in Medina and some in Makkah. And when Rasulullah came and they embraced Islam and they migrated to Medina, they lost everything in Makkah. And a band of hungry people, you see, unclothed people came to Medina, and the Ansars took up the burden of those people on themselves. Shared their houses, shared their money, shared their businesses. You see, their expenses went up fivefold. They had to look after their own families. They had to look after the Mahajirs. They had to look after the new Muslims that came to learn Islam in Medina. When they were going back, they had to give them presents, you see, according to their standard. And also they had to look after the people, famine-stricken areas around Medina, which used to come into Medina at the time of famine. They had to pay for their expenses in the path of Allah. And their time of earning was reduced to 2 months. 5.5 months in the path of Allah, 2.5 months to train those people whom they brought from outside countries. Because Islam spreads in a mahal. So 8 months gone, 4 months remaining. Then the jamaats were coming up from outside countries daily and going outside daily. So old workers were required continuously. So most of them left their works. Half day, half night in the mosque and half day and half night in their businesses. Wife, family, business, everything, rest, food, everything came in that. So that means another 2 months gone. So 10 months in the path of Allah, 2 months to earn the money, and expenses gone up, you see, six times more. So if the Sahabas had told Rasulullah Sallam that we are not able to proceed in the path of Allah for 10 years, they would have been justified. But Rasulullah Sallam wanted to show the world that under these circumstances only the Muslims have to go in the path of Allah. And therefore, in this period when the Muslims were starving and they were totally taxed, at that time, you see, they were made to go out 150 times. Till once, you see, one Sahabi was given a guest and he went to his home and he asked his wife, is there anything? She said, yes, there is, you see, for the children, that's all. So he said, put the children to sleep by giving them water. Bring all the food that you have in the house. Place it in front of the guest. And in those days, the orders of parda had not come. You see, so he told his wife, make a pretext to put the lamp correct and then close the lamp. And then do the motion and let the guest eat everything. So the husband, wife, children went to sleep hungry and the guest ate all the food, you see. And then the next morning, when he went into the mosque of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, glad tidings to you, my dear brother, you see, from Allah. Your act of the night was appreciated by Allah and ayat has come down in your favor. Yusiruna ala anfusim walau kana bihim khasasa. Although poverty is their lot, they fulfill the needs and necessities of others. That was the quality of the Sahabas. Under those very heavy and hard circumstances, Islam spread throughout the world. And when the glad tidings came, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Armies after armies started to enter Islam without exception. The air, the wind, the land, the sea was saturated with La ilaha illallah. And you know, and I know also, it is written in the books that Akrama bin Abi Jahl tried to escape, you see, and sat in the boat. And the boat came in a whirlpool. And the man who was manning the boat said, make your intention sincere. He said, what should I do? He said, read the kalima La ilaha illallah. He said, I am running away from this kalma. He said, you cannot run away. The sacrifice of the Sahabas has reached that point where Allah has ordered Islam in the seas, in the air, on the land, everywhere. If you read the kalma, you will be saved. If you don't read the kalma, you will be drowned. Choose your path. So he embraced Islam. Understand, brother? You see? Under those circumstances. And then news, immediate news. You see, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Now you turn towards your Allah in repentance. So Abu Bakr Siddiq started to cry. He said, my friend is going away now. Finished. And in the midst of the Muslims, Rasulullah was taken away. To show the Muslims that Islam spread by the efforts of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as Rasulullah passed away, you see, most of the tribes turned back, went outside Islam, and false claimants of prophetship stood up, Musallama Kazzab and his friends. And there was a sound, a cry of attack on Medina from all sides. Under those very difficult circumstances, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Afzalul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya Bittaqiq, Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala an, was appointed Khalifa Awwal, who is the best of mankind after the prophets. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was appointed as the Khalifa of the Muslimin. The first thing he did was to order the Lashkar of Osama to go. The Lashkar of Osama was in the wait, where they used to take account of the Jamaat when the news of the death of Rasulullah came, and so they did not move from there. They did not know whether to go or not to go. So Abu Bakr Siddiq ordered this Khafila to proceed to Sham immediately. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the bravest of the Muslims, he came and stood in front and said, what is this, Amirul Mu'minin? This is no time to send anybody outside Medina. The wives and family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have to be protected. Medina has to be protected, you see. And if you do like this, what will happen? He slapped him in the chest and told him, you are brave in the time of Jahalat and now you have become a coward. What's gone wrong with you? This is the order of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no mashwara of the order. To show the Muslims that there is no mashwara on orders of Allah or His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he collected all the remaining people and made 13 jamaats and told them to go out of Medina. When the jamaats went outside of Medina, there was no able-bodied man in Medina. The enemy patrols reported, you see, that they saw the Muslims here and there and there and there. So they must, so many are outside, how many must be inside? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the whole of Medina was emptied of able-bodied men for 3 days and 3 nights. There was not a single soul to guard us. When Abu Bakr Siddiq did this, followed the orders without doing mashwara on halat, on conditions existence, then Allah showed us till doomsday. You see, that in 30 days period, all false claimants were killed, washed out, and all the clans that went out of Islam came back, not only came back, stood up as inviters to show the Muslims the day that the Muslims will follow the orders and will not make mashwara on circumstances, the maker Allah will make broken conditions into made conditions. And the day that the Muslims will not follow the orders and make flimsy excuses by doing mashwaras, you see, then Allah will take made conditions and break them. He is the maker and the breaker. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. He will help those who help his religion. This is his rule. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Therefore, my dear brothers, make up your mind that all old workers have to give 4 months every year cash without exception and 1/3 of your wealth under all circumstances. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these circumstances for you if they are broken. Do you understand, my dear brothers? But now, give your names. I told you the halat in America. You see what happened? You see, in America, when they practice Islam, when they don't practice. When they do tabligh and dawat, when they don't do tabligh and dawat. So it's up to you.